You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences I encounter in my life that I'm sure you're encountering in yours as well, and how to use those moments to drive better outcomes and great results in your life. This week, I'm super excited to talk about something that I've been working very hard on and finally got to the day of reckoning, so to speak. It got to the test day, and I've been training for a triathlon for most of the spring, and finally this week was race day. So that's what I want to talk about, some of the lessons that I have been able to take away from this, and that I want to share with you that I hope you can find some value in as well. The first thing that I want to talk about from my experience is the importance of choosing to do something that challenges you, that's hard. And that is the first valuable thing that I take away from the experience of running this triathlon, because going into my training period, you know, I think it was probably back in January or February, I decided to start training for this event. And I knew that it was going to be something that would take real work and effort, and it would be something that would challenge me in a real and meaningful way. And this is the third one that I've done, so it wasn't the very first time, but it's something that is unfamiliar to me, and it's something that puts a lot of, requires a lot of effort from me. And that's something that, what I love about that and what that drives in me and what it can drive in you as you make those decisions to do something that's a little bit outside of your comfort zone, that's a little bit hard, that's a little bit challenging, is that it gives you something that you can look forward to, something that you're working towards, because sometimes it can be hard to just work for the sake of working. I like exercise. Sure, it's fun to go and jump in the pool, or it's fun to go for a run or lift some weights or whatever, but it can be really easy to get distracted. It can be easy to pull myself away from those things, and it can be easy to not stay as focused as I should. But by doing something that challenges myself, it gives me the opportunity to learn a bunch of new things. How do I strategize about a swim? How do I train for a swim? I've never trained to swim for a mile before I started doing these things. Sure, I'd run some before. I rode a bike when I was a kid, but there's a big difference between that and doing this kind of longer sustained exercise period. And it's something that when you choose to do something that's challenging, it gives you the opportunity to get outside of yourself and what you normally do and learn something new and push yourself and keep yourself motivated and focused, because you know that there's a challenge coming. This is one of those challenges that you can see coming in life. You know that it's going to be there because you selected it. You opted to have that experience in your life. And it can give you the opportunity to know that something is coming and train and practice and do the things that you need to do to be prepared for the challenge. And then when the challenge comes along, when you get to that hard thing that you chose to do, that thing that you want to do that's new and different in your life, when you get to the time to actually do it, you're as ready for it as you can be. And while it still is challenging, it still is hard, you go into it with some sense of confidence because you know that you've been preparing for it. You're ready as you can be. You've put in the work and you've done the time to be prepared to face this challenge. And then when you overcome the challenge, it gives you some positive reinforcement that you're able to overcome those challenges, and you're able to do hard things, and you're ready to take on something that's new and different. And when you take on that that voluntarily you make a choice to do something that's hard, you start training yourself, your body and your mind, that you can face things that are hard and difficult and you can overcome them. And that's something that has been a great takeaway for me, that I know that if I choose to do something that's hard, then I'm just preparing myself to be ready. There's going to be hard things that come along no matter what. And if I can choose something that's challenging, choose something that's hard, and prepare myself to face that, then I can start building a track record of success. I can build a pattern in my mind of overcoming things that are hard and working through them and getting to a great outcome. And that's one great takeaway that I have from this, is that if you choose to do something hard, you give yourself the opportunity to prepare and build your mindset around the idea that you can be successful even when it gets hard. The second thing that I have that I took away, or I'm taking away from this journey, is that it's important to set goals that have milestones that you can measure and you can reach, because you don't have to get everything all at once for it to be successful. I mentioned this is my third triathlon, and each one I set very specific goals for myself. That the first one, my goal was to survive. I want to finish this thing and I want to get through, and I hope I'm not very last place. But ultimately all I want to do is finish. I want to complete this. And then the second one was, I want to do better than the first one. And now this one, I had a couple of other personal goals along the way, where the swim has been a challenge for me in each one of them. So one of my personal goals was, I want to be able to complete the swim without taking a break along the way. I want to do the entire swim in unbroken movement. And I wanted to take some time off of each event. I wanted to do the swim, the bike, and the run a little bit faster. And I wanted to break a 3-hour total completion time in this race, because those were goals, and that's just where I'm at in my journey of fitness and training for this event. And so I set those goals. And if my goal had just been to break the 3-hour time, then I would have failed at this race. It took me 3 hours and 11 minutes, and that is not, I didn't get to accomplish my goal. But what I did get to accomplish is I did improve my time in all of the events. I did complete the swim without a break in my movement. I did cut down my transition times between the events. I got to do all of these things. And that's the thing that is sticking with me, is that if I only view success as achieving whatever that final goal is, right? And even a 3-hour time, that's not a great time for anybody who's a competitive triathlete or anything like that. I'm not going to win an award with a 3-hour time. So I could easily say, this is dumb. What am I doing this for? I'm no good at this. I'm never going to be as good as these people who are finishing this in an hour and a half or 2 hours. Like, I'm never going to get there. So what's the point? Why am I even trying to do this? Because I'm not worried about them. I'm not comparing myself to them. I'm comparing myself to me and what I want to do. And what I want to do is, I want to set hard goals for myself. I want to give myself something to work towards. I want to give myself something that I can achieve along the way. I want to give myself goals that I can set, that I believe that I can reach, and I can work hard, and I can train, and I can achieve those goals. And that's the same thing that you can do in whatever it is in your life, that you don't have to get to the very end of the road in order for it to be success. You only have to achieve one thing, just a little bit better than what you wanted to achieve. All you have to do is just get one step closer, and that's a great success, especially if it's something that's really challenging for you, if it's something that really is pushing you to do something that's different and outside of your comfort zone. You don't have to get the whole way there in order for it to be a success. You just have to get a little bit closer. Just take a step, and you may not even, you may not even get to what looks like a success, but you still get to keep all of that training, all of that practice, all of that momentum along the way that even if I had not achieved any of those goals, what I would have achieved is hours and hours and hours of practice going into this. I would have achieved that I lost almost 20 pounds over the last 4 months working towards this. I would have lost that I had been more focused on my diet and what I was putting into my body as I was training for this because I knew that I needed to be as healthy and as well prepared for this as I could be. And all of those things would be lost if I viewed the only thing that could possibly be success is if I achieved every goal along the way. And that's just not the way that it works. There's so much value that comes from these things that if you set goals, all that that does is it gives you a target to work for. It gives you something that you can celebrate and something that you can work towards and see as a more measurable thing that's along your path that can help you to get to what your long-term outcomes are. And the third thing that I'm taking away from this event is the value of practice. Practice in an event, practice in life, that all of these things, they only happen. You only get better. Things only change as you start to do them. You're going to suck at whatever it is that you're thinking about doing. You're not going to be good at it the first time, in all probability. Every once in a while, I guess there's a savant or there's some unusual circumstance. But the reality is that you're going to probably be pretty bad at whatever that thing is that you're thinking about doing the first time that you do it. Just like this triathlon for me, or just like a new job, or just like starting a business, or just like anything else, the first time that you do it, you're going to be bad at it. And that is the first triathlon that I did. I was so bad. It was an unmitigated disaster. Other than it was a challenge that I put my mind to, and I went and I did it. I finished it, but it was just so bad. I was unprepared and I lost my water bottle and my bike and I overheated and I walked a good portion of the run, and it was not a great outcome for me, but I knew I had to do it in order to find out what needed to get better. And then I learned a few things about how I could train differently and how much more time I needed to put into it and how I needed to focus myself and where to get my mindset for the swim, because it's a little longer and different in open water than it had been in a pool. And it's the same thing with starting a new job. I started a new job back in February, and going into it, sure, I had some experience and some knowledge and things that helped me along the way, but I still had to learn a whole new company, a whole new business, a whole new set of employees, a whole new skill set, a whole different way of doing things. And I'm certain that I was not a top functioning high tier person in that new position when I first showed up, but I had to do it in order to get there. You can't just start something on you can't start at the end of the journey. You have to start with where you're at. And sure, the more things that you've done that align with that, the more those count in the practice towards it. So it's not, you don't start from the beginning with every step, but you start as though it's something new that you can bring all of that great experience. Why work for things? Because you take that experience with you. Even if you change your mind, change your path, change what you're doing, you still have that day, week, month, year, lifetime of experience that you bring to the situation that you wouldn't have otherwise. And that's my third takeaway, is just how important it is to just get going. Just go do it. Just start practicing. Take that step. Do that thing. Take a minute and just get into whatever it is that you want to get into, because it's not going to go well the first time. And it may not go well the second time. And it may not go well the third time, but it's going to go better and better and better. And you're going to be stronger and smarter and better equipped to handle it the more times that you go into it, the more times that you practice it. And that is something that nobody can take away from you. Nobody can take away from you those practice hours. Nobody can take away from you that study time. Nobody can take away from you that knowledge that you've gained, that experience, that insight that you have. Those are all things that you've earned, whether you're finish in first place or you finish in 160th place, or it doesn't matter. All of the value that you have added to your life as a result of your practice, as long as you get into it, go do it. Take that step, jump into your practice. Start running, start biking, start swimming, start studying, start applying for a new job. Do whatever that thing is that will get you to the place that you know you're trying to be, where you know that you're going to find happiness and joy and fulfillment, and you're going to be a better version of yourself as you take that step and you get just a little bit closer. You don't have to be perfect, but you do have to be moving in order to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. That's all I've got for this week. I'm excited to be a part of your journey. I'm excited to have you listening to me. I'm excited enough that I signed up for another triathlon, so I'm sure that in a couple of months you'll be hearing from me again about how this journey went, the things that I'm working on, the training that I'm doing, the practice that I'm putting into it. And that's something that nobody can take away from me. Nobody can take away from you. Get out there and do something with your day. Do something with your life. Take action. Start practicing. Don't worry about getting first place. Worry about getting started. Have a great week. I appreciate you. If you like what you heard today, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you. Have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.